So as we've been hearing, then two Gloucestershire men have been jailed this week for sexual offences against teenage girls. Yesterday, 24-year-old Frank Collett from Oxford Terrace in Gloucester sentenced to 4.5 years after grooming 3 15-year-olds and 1 13-year-old on social media. Earlier this week, 45-year-old Mohez Yusup from Pendock Close in Quedgeley jailed for 32 months for using internet chat rooms to groom a 15-year-old girl. Well, we've just heard from DS Hatton then, from the Child Sexual Exploitation Unit at Gloucestershire Police, and the work they're doing with vulnerable teenagers and children. But what about the perpetrators? STOPSO, which stands for Stop Sexual Offending, works with people who are at risk of sexual offending or reoffending to enable them to stop themselves acting out those feelings before they do so. Juliet Grayson is from STOPSO, based in Chepstow. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Explain a little bit about how you do the work that you do with people, Juliet.
We have set up a UK-wide network, which obviously covers Gloucestershire as well, of therapists who we have trained to be able to work with this client group. Because what we're wanting to do is try and stop not only the second crime and reoffending, but actually also to stop the first crime. So we'll work with anyone at any stage of their journey, someone who's having troubling thoughts and concerned about their behaviour, through to someone who's been in prison and come out. So I have an email that came through from someone who said, I'm a Gloucestershire resident. I'm a registered sex offender who had no treatment as I was given a 15-month custodial sentence. And I've been assessed while working with probation. I've sought help through my GP and through my local mental health team, but they couldn't help. So STOPSO provides, which actually stands for the Specialist Treatment Organisation for the Prevention of Sexual Offending. We offer therapy on a one-to-one basis locally to where the person is to help them stop acting out and committing crimes.
Now, there is a sort of a catch-22, really, as to why, I guess, you need to exist and why you're needed. If somebody feels that they are worried enough that they may be going to act out what they're thinking, if they say it to somebody in authority, there are quite huge implications there, aren't there?
It depends what level they are. So we get a lot of people who are concerned about their thoughts but really have no intention of acting out and don't have access to children and just want help to protect them. And, you know, it's kind of like, at what stage are we the thought police? You know, at what stage does one intervene? If one has a sense that someone is obviously going to take it forward and act, then one would need to report that. But if it's someone who's just coming early on and saying, look, I'm concerned because I found such and such a person attractive and they're underage, or I want to look at child pornography, child abuse images, and I want to, you know, I know that's illegal, then we will work with them to help them not do that. And in fact, of the people who are asking us for help, 20% of our people coming to us have not yet come to the attention of social services or the police or committed a crime.
Wow.
So people are coming to us early on in their process asking for help.
Here's the thing, though. How do you judge whether someone is at an early part of their thought process or really imminently in danger of attacking? How do you make that call?
We provide training courses for our therapists to a risk assessment training course to help them make that call and to learn about all the likely factors that are going to make them more likely to offend. So if there's a criminology, if they've had criminal behavior in the past, they're more likely to offend. If they are using drugs and alcohol, which will reduce their inhibition, they're more likely to offend. We're looking at the level of motivation. So we teach the therapists who work for us how to make an assessment on that. But if we can just stop one sex offender, we're preventing lots of people from becoming victims. And at the moment, we're picking up the pieces of sort of after sexual abuse. Everyone who contacts STOPSO is actually asking us for help proactively. They're contacting us saying, I want to stop. So that's already, you know, they're proactively communicating with us, contacting us, saying, please help me. And it seems ridiculous that people are asking for help not to offend and that it's not available. So we want to make sure that everybody in the UK knows that this service is available and they know how to access it, and they know how to get the help that they need to minimize, reduce, or ideally stop sexual offences from being committed.
So how do people get in touch if they really are having those concerns?
If they Google sex offender help, then we come up top on that. If they look at our website, www.stopso.org.uk, or they can ring us on 07473-299-883, and we'll make contact. There are, we've had 165 requests for help since we started in 2013.
Wow.
And 11 of those have come from Gloucestershire. So we've had 11 clients in Gloucestershire who we've helped to not offend.
Well, congratulations on the work you're doing. Fascinating to speak to you. Thank you, Juliet Grayson, then, from StopSo. She's based in Chepstow. And we will repeat that information on how you can get in touch with StopSo. If you are worried about what you're thinking and you want to get help, we'll give you those details again shortly.